Are you ready? Welcome to Radio Grognard King Size, the OSR podcast with more stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hi, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. Let's talk resource management. I know it sounds kind of boring, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. So stick around. Be back after this.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right. Resource management. They always say that, like, role-playing games or D&D is a game of resource management. Yes, I will agree that that's not the only thing it is, but it is a good chunk of it. And let me tell you, as a gamer, I hate doing it. I hate having to keep track of every arrow I have, how much rations I have, how much, you know, things I have. It's just kind of pain, you know. So there's ways of doing it. Some role-playing games do the slots type of equipment, the resource management, you know. Like, for instance, in Edixcard RPG, you have 10 slots that you have on hand and 10 slots that you have in your backpack. And that's all you can carry, okay? Because a lot of worlds, not mine, but, well, not mostly not mine, but encumbrance is a big thing. And to me, encumbrance is just, you question it when they want to carry, you know, when they've been, okay, you've been putting practically 3/4 of the dungeon into your backpacks or something, you know, then you got to start kind of, that's getting pretty heavy type of thing. You know, then you have the bad things, like you have to leave some behind or your movement is cut in half, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's something to, that's a thing. And, you know, resource management to wear down a party's resources is one of the things that the adventure does, and it's supposed to do. You know, that it's almost like going along with people griping about long rests in the current edition of D&D or Pathfinder or something. You know, there are too many long rests. You know, don't give them a chance. Okay, fine. Well, you know, they're going to take as much as they need to. They think they're going to need to take on this trip, and probably no more. If they're smart about it, they'll pick up stuff on the way. In other words, I like the idea of, I watch this one YouTube video series, Townsends, because they do reenactments, and it talks about life in the 18th century and talks about soldiers and long hunters and people who go out in the wilderness. And sometimes they run out of resources. They run out of food. They got to go hunt their own. And there is nothing wrong with a party doing that. Nobody ever thinks about that. You know, getting your resources on the way. I mean, I watch these bushcraft videos where you can fashion a lot of stuff in the wilderness. I mean, to me, the wilderness is nothing but raw material if you know how to use them. And, you know, that's not the kind of thing you can role play. You know, usually it's down to a die roll if you have the skill or stat or whatever, you know, that you can do it with. But it's something to think about. You know, oh gosh, we're running out of food. Okay, I guess I better go hunt up a rabbit or something, or maybe there's deer out there, who knows. And, you know, other things, foraging, I mean, you know, nuts and berries, they'll get you by, you know what to look for. And so that's a resource that you have to think about. Now, back to resource management. Okay. Like I said, I hate doing it, but I hate it as a GM. I hate it as a player. As a GM, I've seen things like there's a wheel that my friend Matt uses that shows you, you know, how long before they need to rest, how long before they've eaten, how long their torches are going to burn, in how many rounds. And that's a nice thing. But to me, I don't know. I don't, the reason, one of the reasons why I don't like keeping track of it is GM, because to me, rounds are kind of nebulous. It's kind of, you know, you can stretch them, you can compress them. And okay, this torches last for six rounds. I guess it's been six rounds. You need another torch. Okay, fine. I mean, you could guesstimate it. You can estimate, like, say, you know, you could come up with a house rule like, okay, every three encounters, they're going to need to light another torch because it's burned out, or something like that. Or every so many rooms in a dungeon, or, and you know, how many kilometers or miles they've gone if it's real dark. So, you know, it's that kind of thing. But that, as a GM, I would do. As a player, now, this would go with GMs or players. Here's something to think about. The 6-12-20 rule, okay? There are certain equipment that, comestibles or, you know, resources you're going to use up that can rely on, or rather align with, a die. There are certain things for, okay, rations, torches, material components. Use a D6. Just roll at the beginning of your, you know, when you need this resources, and you know, your roll is, okay, I've got 4 days of rations, let's say 5 torches and material components, 3 sets of material components for my spells. Okay. Doesn't matter what the material components are. I mean, I know there's spells that need fancy hoo-ha expensive ones, but those are the exception. Those are the ones they go hunting in the town for. Okay. And usually those are one shots, maybe two. I mean, if you have a spell that you have to grind up a diamond every time you cast it, yeah, you're not going to be throwing very many of those spells. Okay, there's other stuff. Ammo and tinder can be a D12. Tinder for fires, if you happen to have some, you can always, this is one of the things where you can always scrounge for it if you're outside. But in the dungeon, you need to carry some. Along with a few cut up logs or something. But ammo's like, I'm thinking arrows. I'm thinking bolts for a crossbow. Those kind of things. You know, those things that are not easily replaceable unless you're in a place where you can buy them or make them yourself. I mean, you know, there's always some kind of skill for that. Okay, and 20 is stuff that, you know, you can find, you know, anywhere. Like, you got a sling, roll a d20, 15, you got 15 rocks. Something else you can scrounge for, by the way. Charges for your magic item. I give it a d20. No problem with that. I mean, they can always roll really bad. And one of the nice things about this is you can actually adjust it. Say you want to do the rations on a D12 because they're going on a long trip. Or you want to take the charges and roll on a D12 or a D6 instead because they find a magic item which doesn't have very many charges in it. And they don't know that. You do, but they don't know. I'm pretty generous and tell them how many charges, because usually if it's a piddling amount of charges, who cares? You know, you got 2 charges in this wand of fireballs. You better use them wisely. So there's that. There's also the percentage way of doing it. So like I said, those are malleable. Percentage ways of doing it. Say you assign it a certain percentage, and you can set a percentage of the total amount of resources they have, or they can set it. And the way I ran it, I did this one time for a certain asset they had. They had a flying ship. This was in Hyperborea. They had a flying ship, and it was powered by these diamonds with radiation on them. They had these radiated rocks, and they only had so many. And I gave them a full tank when they first did that. But every time they use it, every session, I would have them roll a percentage. First thing I did was, first time they used it, they rolled a percentage. They rolled a percentage 72%. Okay, that's how much fuel you have left. Every time they rolled it after that, if they rolled over 72, they would, you know, I would say, okay, you guys have used a negligible amount. Don't worry about it. If they rolled under, that's the new percentage they have of fuel left. I don't see why you can't adapt it to other resources like torches, rations, hell, the whole package of those kind of resources, the comestibles, the ones you use up. So I don't see a problem doing it that way. And every session, at the beginning of the session, if they're out on an adventure, this pertains to when they're out on an adventure too. That's usually when I do it. Anyway, those are a couple of ideas to do with resource management from the GM and the player's perspective. So I got to go start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognar@gmail.com or drop me a voicemail on Spotify for podcasters. All right. We are monetized. So as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program. I would thank you. And if you want to do a single donation, there's my Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard, or my PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. People have yet to use that. Let me thank these people who do give to me monthly. Juan Carlos Llewellyn, Gilbert Soares, and Benjamin Brodell. Thank you very much. For other good podcasters, Dan Gregg's The Young Y-U-N-G, Young Grognard Podcast, Kevin at the Red Caps Podcast, Daniel Norton's Bandits Keep Podcast, Randy and Joe's Big Geekus Podcast, Big John Allen Large's The Red Dice Diaries, and my friend Eric Tinkar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You got questions? You got comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Tune in next time when Radio Grognard King Size is on the air.